We have tackled a lot in this module because it really is the most foundational. We talked about the underlying insecurities and self-doubts that we all have, but which tend to be different for men than they are for women. We talked about the fact that we women tend to wonder, am I worthy of being loved for who I am on the inside? While our men and our boys wonder, am I any good at what I do on the outside? We don't realize that question is painful, but it is. And that men are always looking to those around them to get a sense for the answer to that question. And because of that question, that inner insecurity, what speaks to it is different than what speaks to our question, our insecurity. We talked about the fact that if your man is like most men, he would probably even give up feeling that you love him if he had to, if he could just feel that you appreciate and respect and believe in him. In fact, one thing that I didn't say before is that it's so important that men actually tend to equate those two. It's really hard for him to feel loved at all if he doesn't feel like his wife or his girlfriend doesn't respect him or trust him. So we need to understand what hits that sensitive nerve for him, which is any little thing that says you're not good at what you tried to do, and what sends the positive message instead, which is thank you and other words of affirmation. We also talked about the fact that although some of this may be hard to believe, don't believe me. Try it. Find little things to verbally appreciate and say thank you for. Try that 2 or 3 times a day for the next week or two. Write down in your journal what you say and keep track so you're sure you actually said 2 or 3 things that day. Then write down what happens. See whether or not what I'm saying has merit by how he responds. And if you're comfortable with this, pray about it. See what God might show you and write that down too. The reason it's so crucial to come to an understanding of this topic in particular is that, as you're going to see, it runs underneath so much else of what we'll be discussing. So you will see how other topics that we tackle, very different topics for the rest of this course, will echo back to this one again and again.